brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the traffic jam roads of Sri Lanka, where I might have a little bit of time between now and my next destination, so I will take the opportunity to share some thoughts as the Spirit of God carries us along. And, you know, we maximize the time when and where we have it. We use it as best we can. We redeem the time in the day and the age that we live in, because you can. You can. There's ways that, you know, in the midst of all that we face, the difficulties, the trials, the struggles, that you and I also have the opportunity to be a blessing to other people. And if that means, you know, making yourself available, then you make yourself available. If that means doing what you can to help and bless somebody else's life, sure. If that means, you know, by God's grace, me talking to you while I'm sitting at a traffic light, fine. You know, we do whatever we can, whatever God has for us to do. We do what we can, where we can, when we can, you know, and just leave it at that. You know, this principle of being ever-present is a key to a successful life and a successful walk in Christ. The whole principle, when Moses asked that question to Jesus, or to Yahweh, rather, I mean, one and the same, but, you know, at the time, when he had the whole experience and was being sent back to Egypt, when he had that whole experience and he asked them, he said, okay, whom shall I say sent me? And what did the Father say to him? He said, I am. Tell them I am sent you. I mean, that's okay, right now he is Father, he is God, he is our Savior, he is our Redeemer, he is the lover of our soul, he is our salvation, he is our provider, he is our healer, he is our restorer, he is our way maker, he is our comforter. All of that, he and so much more that I could never ever list. He's all of that right now. Right now. Not something to be done in the future, or made in the future, or happen in the future. He's already all of those things. You know, he's a conquering king, as well as a humble servant, an obedient and dutiful son. You know, that reality that he gives us in Christ Jesus, who we are now in him, it's a beautiful thing. Now, for the follower of Christ, you know, we face obstacles in this life. Yes, we do. We face trials. And it's not an easy thing. You know, one reason I think that God doesn't have us talking as much about, like, current events and all those other things that go on is because, you know, that's all, that stuff is going to come and go. There's going to be all kinds of wars, rumors of wars, floods, famines, pestilence, violence in various places, all kinds of things going on as we continue to move forward. But if you're distracted by all of that, then you're drawn without, whereas God wants you to go within. And if you're perplexing about the future, or you're completely self-absorbed into your past, into the past mistakes that you might have made, you're going to miss what God is doing right now with you, in I am, and within. Within being the place of the kingdom. When Jesus was asked in Luke 17, where the kingdom was, and Jesus says that, you know, look not here nor there. He said, for lo, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom of God is within us. And because of the fact that the kingdom is within, it is imperative that the child of God goes within. And then when you realize that that's the focus, then you also see why so much of what the devil works to do so hard is to keep you without. Now, we've talked about this before, different ways, different times, but obviously we got to go back into this again. Because God kind of compels us to. So that is a reminder that with the things that people face, do not let them steal your peace. Now, the peace of God that is promised, that passes all understanding, is internal serenity amidst external turmoil, i.e. all the stuff that is going on outside won't affect that sea of glass within your very core of your being. That's what's offered, that's what's promised, that's what's given to His children. And you and I can live in that place. We can live in that place of peace, the place of comfort, the place of enjoying a relationship and a connection with Him at all times. We don't have to be separate. You know, that was taken away at the cross. There was no need to be separate from God any longer. Because before the cross, you and I, we couldn't make our way back there. We didn't have the ability, we didn't have the scope, we didn't have the nothing. We didn't have what it took to be right with the Father. I mean, all people could do is some good works and try to do some things to atone, but nothing could wipe away or wash clean the sins, making us new like it never happened. You know, that came with the cross, where we now have a new life, a new birth experience. And every moment that we breathe in this life, we can know what it is to be born again, to be alive, to be full of life right now. But, alas, the only way that that happens is to also, it's one, is to bow your knee before the living Savior, before Christ, and then to come into Him. And when you come into Him, that place is a place of I am, being ever present. Because the Father that we serve, He's right now. He is a right now God, and you won't find Him in your... the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. And so the whole thing, yes, he sees and knows all things. But the place where His presence is, and the place where you can make a good decision about your walk and your relationship with Him, is right now. Not sometime in the future, because you don't know what the future holds. Not sometime in the past, because that's done and over and finished, and it is what it is. And you may very well need to clear that stuff up right now. I mean, salvation is there. If you haven't received it, then yeah, absolutely you need it. You need that gift of eternal life that comes through Christ Jesus our Lord. So the kingdom is within. The kingdom is within. And because the kingdom is within, the focus of the world is to get you without. Now also, the thing too is when the world gets you without and gets you wrapped up in all the stuff that's going on the externals, what can end up happening then is, because there's no peace in that, there's no peace in what the world offers. There's maybe moments of happiness, but you know what? Even with those things, those fade away really fast, and then people are left alone and bitter and angry and upset and confused. Then they try to sedate themselves. See, because they're now going within, because they don't have that peace that passes all understanding, because they're not, you know, in I am, which is right now, our Father is right now, because they're not in connection with the Father, they then end up, because there's no peace outside of that. So outside of Him, there's no peace. And because there's no peace, people sedate themselves. They alcohol themselves into a bottomless pit. They drug themselves. They sex themselves. They hobby themselves. Anything that they can find or do whatever it is that will give them, you know, at least a distraction. TV themselves. Oh, there's a great one. There's one that so many people use. They will TV themselves into oblivion just so they don't have to think, just so they don't have to deal with the reality of who they are, where they are, the choices and decisions that they've made, and what it is that long-term impact and repercussion of those are. They don't want to deal with those. They don't want to see those. They don't want to know those. They don't want that to become part of what they have to deal with. But rather, what God does is He still beckons people. He still calls them. He still wants them to go within. He still wants them to be free. God doesn't like oppression. He doesn't like slavery. He doesn't like the works of the enemy. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. To destroy the works of the devil, not to entertain them, not to keep them going, not to allow for their existence. No, He came to break them up into little tiny pieces and to completely destroy that mess. And that happened with the cross. And you and I, we walk forward and appropriate that and use that and apply that in all things. We apply that, the truth of the gospel, in all things, knowing that the truth of the gospel makes the difference. The truth of the gospel changes things. You know, the good news changes things. It changes relationships. It changes priorities. It changes life expectations. Those are changed with the gospel and receiving the good news about who Christ Jesus is. You know, if you don't have that real experience with Him, you're left to your own devices. And people left to their own devices, they come up with all kinds of stuff, but it's still empty. You know, if you get a bigger this or a bigger that or a smaller this or a smaller that, whatever it is, you know, it's not sufficient. You know, that left to your own devices, you're not going to be able to find the peace that you're looking for. But God offers that, and He offers it freely. He offers it in a beautiful way that whoever would believe on Him, confess with their mouth and believe on Him with their heart, that they shall be saved. You know, He offered that way out. And that's why the devil works so hard to keep people away from the truth of the gospel. Because with the truth of the gospel, people know all of a sudden, wow, I don't have to be this way. I don't have to live this way. I can be set free. I can be restored. I can know and have a hope and a future in Christ Jesus. You know, whatever trials, whatever turbulent times may be coming upon the world, God's people that are here during this time, they have a hope and a future. In all that's coming to pass, God's people have a hope and a future. Jesus said that He wouldn't lose even one of those that are His. He's not going to lose one of His sheep. So, in that process, you know, in the struggle that we face, it is what it is. Don't let it get you down. And don't look at the temporary trials. Don't look at the temporary situations, because those are, if you look at that, you're missing it, because that's not our home. That's not our eternal reality. The temporary struggles are just that, they're temporary. And everything that seems so important to us right now, give it 5 years. Give it 10 years. You know, is it really the crucial things that you should be paying attention to? You should be giving your heart and your time to. You know? So, God wants us to live a healthy life in Him. You know, a positive, a balanced life in Him. You know, now, when I say that too, I have to put a little asterisk by that, because, you know, He wants us to live in balance, but also too, He calls some pretty darn extreme people to do this thing. And all of them have a unique flavor, you know, to how God manifests through them. But one thing that I appreciate is they're all individual. And God is an individual working God. He doesn't make carbon copies of people. He works individually with people where they're at, to develop, to grow, to shape, to mold, to fill with His Holy Spirit those that are destined to walk with Him. So, you know, you and I, we are among those that God has destined to walk with Him. And so in that process of even walking with Him, even now, we go forward, but we also deal with the things as they come along, because there are things where God also requires that we exercise discipline. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. And, you know, we have those fruits at work in us. You know, at the same time, you know, we grow, we multiply, and we fill the whole earth. And, you know, for us, we continue on in God's presence and His good graces. You know, we continue forward with that trust, knowing that He that began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. You know, there is a finished work that He intends to accomplish in each of us. And we're in process. You know what? It's okay if you don't have everything figured out. You know, that's all right. It's all right if you don't have everything figured out. It's all right if you don't already have everything set and planned and worked out. You know, God intended for there to be some mystery in our life. God intended for there to be some romance, if you would, in our life. You know, His goal for us was not that we would have these perfect cookie cutter little lives that where everything was just clean and sanitized. No, He wanted us to go in, to learn, to get our hands dirty, to but our spirit's clean, I should say. Hands dirty, but your spirit clean. You know, God wants us to live. God wants us to live. So right now, I speak life. Speak life into you, life into your body, life into your mind, your heart, your soul. You know, He does that. You know, He speaks life into us. And as He speaks life into us, because we know Scripture says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He is the bread of heaven that came down. He is that manna that was served up to the children of Israel for 40 years in the desert. You know, God will take care of His own. And you and I, you know, we have a role and a responsibility to play. At the same time, you know, don't let that which you do rob you of your humanity, rob you of what God's plan and purpose is for you. You know, rather, with each decision that you make, thoughtfully put it before the Father and ask Him, Lord, what is it that You would have me to do? You know, Lord, what is it that's Your plan and Your purpose for this life? Ask Him. He's happy to show that to anybody that would actually ask Him with a clear conscience and a clear mind and a good heart. So, you know, it's an interesting time. It's an interesting time for the body of Christ. It's an interesting time for, you know, a number of my friends that have been with me throughout. A lot of stuff. And, you know, in the middle of interesting times, you just trust the Father, ask Him to lead and to guide you, and to show you that way forward. Because with whatever you face, there'll be a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There'll also be a spiritual path marked out for his people. And may require a machete every now and then, but it is definitely there for his people to walk out, to live, to know that God has his plan booked, managed, intended for your life. And this process of what he's allowing for us to all go through is to teach us. Because that which is to come is going to be much more than that which has taken place before. And God is going to accomplish his will in the earth. So my desire personally is that I would always be working with God and not working in spite of him. You know, I always want to serve. That one that is stronger than all, that can trump all. That is the God that we serve, by the way. Jesus Christ. He has a way of just letting you know where you stand and cutting straight to the chase and telling people you need to get right with the Father. So, yes. That said, hey, just always great to talk to you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And, yeah. You know what? Keep on keeping on, my brothers and sisters. I know it's not an easy time, but God is right there with you in this time to accomplish that which in the natural might seem like a miracle, but it's no big thing for the God that we serve. It's something that, you know, he's in control. So hey, you know, love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on, and we'll catch up with you sometime really soon. So hey, God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.